What's up, everybody? Extra ammo. I don't know which number this one is. Chris is dead, and Chris is the one that usually tries to moderate it so it's less chaotic. So that nigga ain't here, and I'm about to eat a chip right into the microphone.
All right. Well, what's up, guys? Welcome to what have you guys asked for a long time we haven't been able to do, but it's another episode of the Dark Tank, or as some call it, the Inward Club. We are back. We're back and ready to get our 40 acres and our mule. Let's go. Take back what we deserve, right?
Give me my fucking shit, man. I want my
reparations, bro. I wouldn't get them. But like, Derek would get them and he'd be happy. give him his reparations, bro. Give him his shit.
I need him, bro.
Give him his shit, bro.
I need them. So, yo, you know, a lot of people have been asking about the N-Word Club. Every once in a while, when I check my notifications, people are like, yo, when's this happening, all this and all that. So, I thought, yeah, this would actually be cool, kind of like maybe a beta test to possibly launch it. Because I was thinking, because the format that we're doing before, I've been so incredibly busy. I'm sure you have been, too. And the way that the show was run before, where it was like a clip show, that was cool. But I really don't have the time to gather resources and set up a show like that. But the way that we would do Dark Tank is essentially perfect for we show up and then we just fuck around for an hour and then leave. And if that's something that people are actually interested in, if there is enough of a demand, then I would say, yeah, we should start up Inward Club and properly set it up, like the way that it was set up before, but properly relaunch it as, like, you know, as a thing. But I would say, like, this...
Would it be an extra addition onto the Snark Tank, or would it be a different thing?
I would say it would be its own entity. It's like the way that we were doing the Inward Club before, where it wasn't a part of the Snark Tank brand, it wasn't on the Patreon itself, it was its own thing, but it's... It's all in the family. Like, there's so many podcasters that do that shit, or I listen to a podcast. It was just it's like a secular podcast, and then they started a political podcast with the same people with one extra guy, but it's still two separate entities. But it's like, oh, it's from the guys of this. So it'd be from the niggas of Snark Tank, you know, like, presents the Inward Club. Because the main thing is, I just don't want to throw that name away. It's too good.
The Inward Club is a good name. It's a very good name. It's like, the Inward Thinkers, man. The Inward Thinkers. It's such a hot commodity, bro. Right. To have the N-word on anything you do, it's a hot, it's a spicy meatball, you know?
Slap that shit on some fucking merch and have all these white boys just having that N-word club.
It's a bunch of stark white boys with N-word on their fucking thing. Just walking around with it happily.
And then, you know how, like, the members only jacket, like, we make merch. It's like N-words only. And it'll be fucking good. But you can totally rock it, though, because it says N-word, the actual word. N-word. I-N-W-A-R-D. N-words only. I think there's just brilliance in it. I saw actually a TikTok go viral that someone tagged me in, where it was some white guys, kind of taking that idea. And in saying, like, they were basically using N-word in that way, the double entendre. And I was like, oh, shit, man. Somebody better not run off with this fucking thing. This is our shit. This is our fucking shit.
We got to move quick. We got to move quick, man.
Yeah, I'll kill them. I'll smoke them, dude.
Before they take the N-word from us, man.
I'll do a little bit of time if I got to smoke them. Like, it's no big deal to me.
Sometimes you got to threaten people with violence, you know? Sometimes you just got to put your hands on some people. Some people deserve it, you know?
No, actually, that is 100% objectively true. In my opinion, I actually believe that. I was just thinking about, there was this old-ass nigga that was, he's like some Republican that's introducing, you know, anti-gay and trans legislation.
Oh, that guy at the fucking, the RPAT, right? RPAPs or whatever it is?
I'm not sure if we're talking about the same guy. This guy got caught liking, Instagram photos of twinks and like super gay guys, like ultra gay guys, and he's like commenting and stuff and saying, oh man, you can turn a rainy day into sunshine and rainbow any day, hard eyes and shit, like super, he's super, there's no mistaking it. And, like, that guy that's trying to take away their rights and shit, but he's also, you know, he's clearly lusting after these young twink boys. Like, that guy needs to get his ass beat. He needs to be beaten severely. Because he's fronting like he doesn't like the cock, and then he clearly loves it.
What blows like, my mind is that, like, is this, I don't, why is that so common, dude? Like, why is it, like, it happens so fucking much, man.
it's like clockwork.
Like, it's
saying?
To the point where it's just like, come on, dude, you too, you too. It's happened so much.
Every people, accusation, everybody, man. Everybody every accusation
that hates,
is a
everybody
confession.
That hates white women. If you hate white people, Snow Bunny DMs constantly.
If you
hate black people, watching interracial porn like fucking 1,000%. No one's business.
1,000%.
If you hate gay guys, you go to the bathroom and you tap your foot in a certain rhythm and you're getting a blowjob. You hate trans people, nothing but foot to porn in your search history. It's like, y'all, why? Just be real. We live in a world that is so accepting compared to what it used to be. Like, we live in a world where people that like futanari porn, it's fine. No one's going to front you. Everyone's going to be like, yeah, you do your thing, you know, like, get your jerk off. That's it.
A friend of mine, this was years ago, maybe 2015. I don't remember exactly what year it was, but he was openly talking about how, and I've heard this argument at least three other times, and I kind of understand the argument where they said that, oh, I didn't know the word futanari at the time, but it was basically just like, oh, I like TS, what'd you say? Trans porn. There you go. I was trying to think of the proper way to say it. Because
disrespectful is derogatory.
Yeah, it's all derogatory. I was like, how do I say it without being respectful? It's all she-male. And, you know, it's all these, like, crazy words. I'm trying to think of something else. What else do they say? Oh, tranny. Tranny, she-male.
Stop. Hey. I feel uncomfortable. I feel like I'm talking to my dad, bro. This is horrible shit. I'm just like, ugh, yo, chill.
Hey,
stop
nigga,
saying
I'm just saying the words. I ain't saying it towards them, man. I'm saying this is the words that are on the, it's just like, it's even like interracial porn and stuff where it's like, there's a lot of like, titles that would be considered really racist and uncomfortable, but in the porn world, it's fine to be.
Because it's a derogatory place to begin with.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
It's already
a place of filth, if that makes it any better. It's already a place of filth and dirt and skullduggery. So it being happening there is just like, is you know what's gonna happen. We're here to do. We're not here to do anything better than that.
Very true.
So it's like, it's gross and I don't like it, but I understand why it's there. I get it. It's disgusting.
But to my point where I was getting at was So here's the thing. I don't remember how we got into this conversation with my friend, why we were talking about this specifically, but about his preference of porn. But it might have been something like, because I've always felt this way that we joke about this, but I can't, if I were to, I don't really watch porn. I never really, it was rare. Even like, say my heights were when I was in like seventh grade middle school. And then it just kept dipping from there because I think I just maxed out. I think I maxed out in middle school. But the porn that I would watch, there couldn't be any men in it because just hearing the guy grunting and like, ugh, like that shit would fucking immediately make me soft. Like, I hated it. Like, the presence of a dude, so like, even straight, regular, boring ass, that shit, I'm just like, hearing the guy like smash a chick, I'm like, I'm not into this. So, and I've heard this from, my friend, some guy that's actually a famous singer in a band. I think he said it publicly, but I still don't want to say his name just in case he didn't. Mm-hmm. But they were all making the same argument. They're like, dude, you got to watch trans porn. I keep thinking, what do I say? What do I say respectfully? You got to watch this because it's like having two chicks and then they got the tools to get the job done. Like, I've heard this multiple times. And I'm like, my mind has never thought that, like, my mind just went like, I just don't want with men, I don't want to hear the grunting or anything like that, but they're saying they're the same way, but they like just having the women that have, there's like four tits and then there's cocks to do stuff with them, because that's what I guess a lot of people are watching porn for. And I was like, I've never thought of it that way. That is fucking interesting. And I guess that's the whole point of that Futa shit.
That's a conversation to be made, you know? Like, I'm flabbergasted right now. I don't know where to stand, you know? This information being given to me. And it's like, hey, pick one. You're just like, oh. He's thinking about it. I don't know, man. I prefer my women without penises. But also, I'd rather look at an attractive trans woman than a dude any day, you know?
Well, sure. And I think that's kind of the...
The
thing that I feel like is what's happening. So I remember there was a stand-up comedian named Ron White. He's some old redneck that just drinks and smokes cigars all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was having a conversation with his... with one of his friends, and his friends was trying to say he's super, like, macho, and he ain't gay or whatever. And he said, he's like, everybody's a little gay, I can prove it. And he said, you know, when you're watching porn, like, what do you like? Do you like, you know, the men to be all soft and flaccid? And the guy was like, no, I like big, hard, like, throbbing cocks or something. And then he was kind of like, well, that means you're gay. Kind of, that was the whole bit. That, like, the men are... And they're like, yeah, there's a bunch of people that watch straight porn that would probably be really upset if the dude was, like, really flaccid and his dick was just slapping against the pussy.
What is he doing, man? Get in there!
Yeah. So there's a part of it that where the dude has to be admiring that fucking rock-hard giant rod. And I was like, that is an interesting point. And I feel like there's people that just want that tool to do the job, but they want the man attached from it. They want the muscly guy that's going attached from it, and so then they put it.
So is that effective? So pretty much at that moment, is trans porn effectively the same thing as a woman with a dildo?
In a certain way, and I think that, like, there's probably a bunch of people that enjoy the pegging thing or whatever, the strap on thing. Whatever. Like, see, my thing was, I was never an advanced level thinker in that way, because I was never. So my thing was, oh, I don't like the men. So basically, the most of the stuff that I watched was like solo shit. Girls going to town on themselves. That was basically. And I discovered, I think in middle school, I discovered squirting, and my world was like, what is happening?
That's crazy.
There's like chicks like across the room. Like, bro, I made a there's this really heavy metal band, like really unnecessarily heavy. And I this was on the MySpace days. I took one of their songs. I wish I could find this video, but it was in 2007. I took one of their songs and I made a compilation of chicks squirting to their fucking song, and some of it matched up. Like, I would slow it down, like it was one of the stupidest, and it took like 3 hours to make, and then they reposted it. They're like, this is fucking awesome. I can't even remember the name of the band.
Technically a kid, so you shouldn't have been doing that.
I was not a kid in 2007.
How old were you in 2007,
bro? I was 18 turning 19.
Dang, you were just out of that phase. God, in 2007, how old was I? That was like 15 years ago? I was 13.
You're 13?
That's a little fucking baby.
I'm an old ass man, dude. I'm fucking 35. You see this hairline, bro?
Dog.
You see what's happening to me?
Dude, I can't wait, bro. I can't wait till it's like here, man. I want it to look ridiculous.
You can't. You are at the point where you're not going to lose any hair. I think it's too late now.
I think it's just, like, unless something radical happens. Some shit happens radically.
Well, you could just take a lot of testosterone.
Oh, I don't know, man.
If you stack it to the point where you have the roid rage and shit and you get acne, you'll start losing hair, like, in a year.
Nah, man. If I get roid rage, I feel dangerous for Lily, because she annoys the shit out of me. And if I'm roid raging around her, I don't want her to be in danger. I just don't think it's the right thing to do to roid rage with such an annoying spouse.
Yeah,
because that is putting her in danger.
Yeah,
just openly endangering my girlfriend, and it's like, nah, man. I'd rather not.
Understandable. I'd actually take my dose down because I'm still on the TRT. And because as I started doing two-a-days, I think as I started going way harder in the paint, your testosterone naturally increases too.
Yeah, it grows.
So my natural – so me stacking on top of my natural stuff going up, it made it go up too high. So the point where there was a couple of moments where I caught myself just being angry for no reason. I didn't do anything, but I was just like thinking, I'm like, I'm upset, like overly upset for no reason. And the thing is, I went to my doctor and did my blood work because I got a new doctor. And so the normal range, bro, like the highest is probably like 1,000 nanograms per deciliter. And my shit was like 1,900. So I was like, yo.
JoJo was in danger, bro. JoJo was in danger. And you guys, you see, you want to get gained so bad, you're risking the life of your lady, dude. You got to think about it.
I adjusted my dose to go down because it doesn't need to be that high for me. Because I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm not like, because the bodybuilders that will go 3,000, 4,000, like, because they're
That's
fucking.
That's insane.
It is.
That's insane, but that'll help you. That'll help you weaponize the shit of your body. Like, for. Like, one, I'm not going to name names, but I have a friend who is juicing, but he's not competing.
Yeah, see, I don't understand the reason why you would do that without competing.
You get the results. You get the results if you start juicing, you know?
But you're going to cut your life short by abusing steroids if you abuse them. Because, like, say, some people are worried about TRT, and I'm like, if you're not abusing it, you'll be fine. You will be. You can live up into 100 years old if you're lucky enough.
Look at Arnold. Arnold is old and he fucking juiced the shit out of him. Yeah. He was juicing, but yeah, he was juicing like crazy.
And now he's just on like TRT because
he's like a healthy kick. He doesn't eat meat anymore. I think he's a vegan. If I'm not mistaken,
apparently he's. I think he. Apparently he does, but also I'm like, it's fine if you eat meat. Just don't, like, everything else, don't fucking eat too much of anything, bro.
And it's just like, it's like, you've got to be some, like, what you know, I work out like often now. It's just like, I don't get, I personally wouldn't do that because I get natural results, you know, burning the fat is the hardest part, like every human on the planet. That's just the most difficult part. But when it comes to like size and like, even my posture has gotten better that I've been like working out, you know?
Right.
And like, it's just, I don't think I'm just going to stay away from that shit. That's just not worth it for me. Unless I actually need it.
See, and that's the thing. That's the wrong mentality where it's like, it's not worth it. It doesn't, there. If you take it at a normal level, there's no side effects.
There's no need for me to take it. If I needed to take it, obviously you got to do what you got to do. You know, there's no point of being an idiot, not just living a worse version of your life.
It's one of those things where it's like, it's kind of like getting the piece of shit car versus getting a nice car, where it's like you just need a car. Now you just maybe just want a better car. That's kind of like what it comes down to. It's like I needed it at first. I don't think I need it anymore. I think my levels have recovered because I got sick and all this shit. I got all fucked up. But I've been on it long enough to where if I went off of it, I think my levels wouldn't plummet like it did when I was at my grandma's fucked up house with all these fucking rats and shit. Bro, I was like living with rats, bro. I was living with rats and mice and rats. The mice would come in, squeeze under the banister or squeeze under the threshold because they're all like all tiny. They'd be like rummaging through my shit. And I'm like, what the fuck, bro? And then a giant ass rat would be in the kitchen and wink and shit. It would wink at you. Kind of just letting you know that it's here. It's like, hey, what's up, dude?
Disrespectful ass fucking animals, man.
These fucking.
You know what's the worst part? Even if you got a cat, they would have just killed your cat. They would have just killed your cat.
Unless
you
got,
you would have had to have a battle ready cat, like a wild animal cat to come in there and deal with it. Because if not, those rats would have just ate your cat. That's the worst part ever. That's the worst part.
At one point, there was a cat got abandoned by its mom for whatever reason. Maybe it was like slightly retarded. I'm not sure what it was wrong with it, but the cat was like. So we took it. It was a baby, but it would stay just basically outside in the backyard. We'd try to get it to come in, but then it would be all weird. It would like kind of not trust, and I was like, "Fuck this shit." But anyway, we'd feed the motherfucker. And one time, it did come in the house and stayed the night, but then motherfucker pissed all over my shit. And then I'm not sure if it was the cat or the rat, but like I had a loaf of bread and it wasn't like sealed in a pantry or like it should have been. And then there was holes missing from the bread. Like it was just completely.
That's more rat than cat.
It seems like the rats never did anything like that. And I was like, did they just get brave? I don't understand. Did they show the cat that shit?
I couldn't do it. It was crazy. Man. Everywhere I lived where I could have had rats, I always had a fucking wild-ass, demonically aggressive cat. Like, my cat, Shadow, it was a night. It was, like, a little tuxedo cat. It was the cutest cat I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was, like, a little tuxedo cat, but it was, like, smoky gray and had, like, little rings around its tail. And, like, oh, this is an awesome cat. But when it was ever it was confronted by an animal that would be aggressive towards it, like, to other cats, it would be, like, DEFCON fucking 4. It would just get extremely aggressive. But it was nice to my dog, Duchess. Because the dog raised it pretty much. So you know how when you know how cats and dogs, they get fucked up when they're raised by the other thing. Or like even like dogs around. Like my friend had a dog and he had two bunnies. And the bunnies raised the dog so the dog would hop around mimicking the bunnies.
Yeah.
It was the cutest thing ever. I was like, this is adorable. This is adorable. But also your dog's a terrible dog, dog. Your dude is, your dog can't defend you at all. It was like, and it wasn't a small dog. It was like a, I think it was a pit. But it hopped.
Yeah.
It was a hopping, and it was like, what the fuck is wrong with this? And he was like, why does it hop? And he was like, oh, because I had bunnies when it was growing up, like 2 years. So it learned how to be an animal from the bunnies that taught it. And it's like, what?
It happens, man. I've seen a I saw a cow that was like, it got raised with horses, so then it would do all the horse shit. It would be doing the galloping, and it would fucking like, you know, have the little things where the horses would jump over and shit.
And a cow would do it too.
Cow was doing the same shit. And I was like, man, that is an adorable hamburger. That is fucking, that is so adorable. It's so fucking adorable.
That is the cutest hamburger ever. Oh, man, it's a shame I'm going to have to kill it. That's unfortunate, dude. Isn't it weird as shit that animals do that? Is this like you put an animal, you put one animal with other animals, and they'll just like, oh, I'm just gonna behave like these things.
Yeah,
there's more of it. There's more of it than me. It's clearly doing something right. I'm just gonna act like this.
Yeah. I look like this probably too. It probably just thinks it looks like.
I'm assuming I'm this because they don't know what they are. They don't have any individuality exactly.
Right.
So they
right.
know like, I'm just gonna behave like this. That's why like the whole like pit bull shit makes me so angry. Like makes me physically upset because people are like pit bulls are aggressive, and it's like no, they're not aggressive. They have dangerous capabilities, and the people that get them are twats.
Exactly.
So that's why they end up acting that way. And it's like, no, pits are fucking. It's like they're really not.
Yeah,
that's
people get all scared when they get around them and shit. And I'm like, why?
It's really not. Like all you have to do is like I've been around pit bulls so often, and they've been a lot of them have been very nice. Like all you have to do is be around a pit bull once that has not been raised by assholes, and you'll see. Like fucking smiling dogs that are like super attached to your hip and always want to follow you everywhere. They're super kind dogs.
Yeah, luckily I haven't like been around assholes. So the people that I've been around that have dogs, the dogs are nice. The dogs are some of them are...
People think shepherds are assholes.
Yeah, no, like
especially black folk. Black folk and German shepherds have a bad history attached to each other.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And then my shepherd was the nicest dog. Well, she was pretty nice. She was a little off about strangers because of the fact that, like, it was the home was her, like, domicile. So when people would come in the house, especially if they were very loud, she would get, like, defensive.
Mm.
But she was also just, like, kind of people. People would just come in and she'd lick them, pet them, and then she'd go about their way.
Yeah, I haven't had any bad experiences with, like, there was a dog that attacked my friend. She was, like, a friend of the. How would I even say this? So my stepsister's cousin, so kind of like a step cousin, I guess, whatever. Mm-hmm. But her and I were just walking back from somewhere, and a dog was all barking shit, and then it bust out of the wooden gate.
Damn.
And luckily, when it went to bite her, it only got like her pants. So like it was just like. You know, like her underwear was a little bit exposed. She was like screaming, and it was fucking startling. And I can only imagine that person that owned that fucking dog is the scum of the earth. Like if your dog is doing shit like that, then
yeah, they shouldn't.
You got to be just a massive piece of shit because I've been around a bunch of pit bulls. There's a pit bull that comes over every once in a while in my house, Diesel, and he's the biggest pussy ever. He's a massive pussy, and he puts on they have like this jacket on him all the time. They completely like. Emasculated him.
he took all his power and his rage from him, and now he's just a dumb dog.
It's just silly so pup. Like passive and like, I mean, he's fun like when he gets riled up, but he's so like he has those eyes like you know if there's food around or it smells of food, it's just like oh. Instead of like it's just like God, me. Man, yeah,
it's I just want to like, eat, bro.
He's so cute, but I'm like. God damn, I at least want, like, balance. I want my pit bull to at least be like, yeah, I know I'm a pit bull, but I'm not going to bite you. You know what I mean? Kind of a thing.
I love dogs that are just pussies. I love this fucking giant fun. Just dogs that are just buddies. That dog's just my friend, dude. That's it. I mean, go over, I pick the dog up, and I walk around with this big-ass dog in my arms. And it's like, it's just chilling. It's just like, yeah, whatever, man. I'm just going where this guy's going to take me.
It's just funny.
Because me and Lily, we're moving soon. And when we're moving, I'm planning on getting a dog. I want a German Shepherd, but she wants a Corgi.
Can't you guys compromise? That's ridiculous. Like, first of all, I would definitely take the German Shepherd over a Corgi. Small dogs, there's rarely any small dogs I even like. Because I barely consider them dogs anyway. They're more like just giant rats. Like most small dogs. Like, I'll do a wiener dog, like a Dachshund or whatever.
They're adorable.
They're super adorable. I think I would totally like my my wife, she had one back. There's one back in her hometown, which is adorable. So it would be cool to have another one. I always used to. I've changed my mind since then. I used to be dead set on getting a husky because I've had a couple of huskies in my life, but I just don't. Personally, I don't want to spend that much time disciplining them because huskies are so fucking hard headed.
Suck, dude. They're noisy. They shed a lot. And they are so hard to train, bro. They are hard to train dogs.
They are. They're very stubborn. So I was just like, I don't. As I've gotten older, I'm like, I don't. Because before, 10 years ago, I was saying, like, I don't mind putting in the time. I've changed since then. I do gotta, mind.
The thing is that huskies need a task, man. Like, they need something to do, like a routine to keep them, like, that's why they're sled dogs. You know, that's why they had them, like, fucking pulling sleds. Because you do that, they'd pull the sleds, they'd be like, all right, cool, I did what I had to do today. I've been given my assignment, I can chill out now. But in fucking America, they're just going to be like, yo, I'm just going to start digging holes, man. I'm bored as shit, I'm going to fuck up your lawn. And that's all they're going to do.
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, the problem, a lot of people just have, you know, animals as trophies and just things. So I'm like, nah, I want, when I have a, because I'm probably going to start with a cat first, actually, just because ease into getting a pet, because I haven't owned a pet in a very long time. Like, it's just been like living with people who have pets. And like, oh, here, I see this pet every once in a while. It's not really my responsibility, so who gives a fuck? So probably start with the cat, and then after that, then it's like, all right, I'm ready to do, because I want to give the dog like real attention. I want to walk it as much as possible. I want to fucking, you know, all the regular shit that you should do. Instead
the thing
of just
about
being
the thing
like,
about having a dog, right?
Yeah.
Having a dog, it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of work. It's like a lot of, it's like training a puppy, dude. I trained up my first dog. Like my first dog that was like really mine. I trained that dog, like textbook trained it, and it was a fucking effort. Like, if I wasn't like a fucking 12-year-old boy, a 12-year-old to like 13-year-old boy, I would be like, I don't want to do this. Like, right now, me as a grown man, I really wouldn't want to do it. Like, I'm glad I'm going to have my girlfriend to help me train my dog.
Yeah.
But it's the idea of, like, that's a lot of work. But it's fulfilling. Having a dog you can walk without a leash, telling your dog to go and then come and it does that, like, oh, over there, and then come here and you give the sign and it gives it to heal, and it comes and it heals to you, and you're like, this is insane. This is like having an extra weapon. It's fucking dope. But it's a lot of work. Like, I really, like, when I get my dog, also it helps you get in a healthier shape. If you're, like, if you're really out here, like, helping your dog stay healthy, you'll get healthier while you do it. Like, all the walking. Oh, yeah. All the taking it to the park, all that stuff.
Is awesome.
That shit'll really help you feel better.
Right.
But it's work. So, you know, that's the thing. You gotta figure out, do you really want to do that, or do you just want to have a dog that's like a teacup that you can show people in your fucking bag?
Yeah, that's, I can't fuck with that shit. That shit, it makes me lose my mind. I think all Chihuahuas should be extinct. I think that dog does not want to be alive. It is always shaking. And it's shakes, so aggressive, bro. Because it's just scared. It just, like, it fucking, it's like, it doesn't, it's an abomination, and it shouldn't be here. There's certain, like, as much as people like pugs, those motherfuckers are suffering. They can't even breathe. And they're just certain dogs that shouldn't be on the fucking
suffering
planet,
suffering the sinner, bro.
It's just that fucking, I'm like, we're playing God, and then we make these animals that are suffering. And then they're just like, oh, it's so adorable. And then this shit's like all fucked up and shaking and shit. I'm like,
jittering. He's like, yo, why is this dog jittering? Why is this dog having, this dog has Parkinson's, bro. Who gave this dog Parkinson's? This is fucking horrible. It's wild, dude.
Like, imagine raising, like you're, that's just how a breed of baby. There is a type of baby. You're like, and you're shooting for that baby. Oh, man, I want the jittering baby. I want the baby that's gonna grow. Like, you choose to have a fucking a little person baby. Like, you're like, I want the jittering little person. I want it to,
that's
like,
so, like, Lily was like, we should get a shepherd with dwarfism. I'm like, honey, no. Honey, no. You know they breed them like that and they fuck them over. I know it's gonna be cute forever. I get it. It'll be adorable forever. But no. We can't. If we could find one that's at a rescue facility like that, then we take it home and we'll love it and we'll care for it, right? But we're not going to go find someone that has them because they purposely manipulate the genetics to fuck these dogs up. They do this. This is real. This is real shit. This is real controlled experiments where they phenotypically fuck up animals. It's really not good. And she's just like, I know. I'm like, honey, I'm not. I can't subscribe to that. I'm sorry. I know you may not have morals as you're a woman. And you're not born with those. But I have to stand for something. You know,
100%. Got to stand for the little guy, even the little dogs, man. That's just fucked, bro.
I haven't been littles for a long time. And I remember what it was like. It was terrifying. It was terrifying being smaller than most of the world, dude.
So let's do the world a favor. Let's go and just snuff out all those dogs. We go to people's houses. I just go to the house, just little snap, like you're opening a can.
Yeah, you open the bottle and you leave it
there. And then he just leave immediately. No questions asked.
Fast, dude. It's like, yo, dude, a recent string of snap the next dogs found all over the northeast side. And someone has just been turning these dogs' heads all the way to the left.
And then there's gonna be all these haters, but then there's gonna be all these supporters because they understand.
No, there's gonna be haters and supporters because that's how the world is. When bad shit happens, people just for some reason now agree with the bad shit, which is fucking insane. I hate the world we live in. If Ukraine tried to invade America, if Russia tried to invade America right now, there would be a good population, but I would be like, let's hear them out, and it's just like, no,
yeah.
What is wrong? Why is everything so polarized? Every single thing is just like, I don't like this guy, so I'm going to disagree with him. And it's like, no. Yeah, there needs to be some things we agree on as a group. We gotta figure those things out.
I can't, words can't express how much I just realizing I'm an advocate for genocide. I'm starting to realize this, that they're just for stupid people. Just like, if it is not your fault, you're safe. Like, if you have Down syndrome or something, whatever, you're fine. You're not going to be, no one's going to touch you because you just, unfortunately, that happened. Something happened, born with some sort of disability, you're fine. But if you have the capability to be on average intelligence, and then you're just a dumb piece of shit, you're gone, bro. You're fucking gone. You are being gallowed. You're being, I don't know what it is. All I know is that you're gone. You're gone. You can't be here anymore. Gone, bro. These polarizing people that just disagree with you just because, well, I don't know about this. Even though it's like objectively the truest thing ever or whatever, you're so dead.
Gone, bro.
Dude, people who don't use their blinkers, you get one chance. You get one chance, all right? Don't do this again. And if you do it again, you're dead. Because it's stupid. It causes accidents. You are hurting people. You are selfishly hurting people. And I don't want to live in a world where people just get to get away with just hurting people because of how selfish and stupid they are. You don't get to just live in your stupid la-la land like a retard. You die. You fucking die 1,000 deaths. And I hope there is a hell that continues you to burn. because you didn't listen to God's instructions either. God has a plan, and then you disrespect his plan, and then he sends your ass. He's the devil's dick, which is, I mean, I don't know if you play Dante's Inferno. The devil has a very
large
penis.
Pipe on him, bro. He has a pipe on him. It's like, God dang, bro, what you using that for? Jeepers.
And I gotta wonder, I'm like, was his dick always this big? Like, when Lucifer was an angel, was he just, like, packing two? Because I hear, they say that angels don't have anatomy for fucking, but where did Lucifer get that dick from? Because that motherfucker got, because then he gets all big, too. He, like, turns into a big boss.
He's packing fucking pipe on him, bro.
And it's just unnecessarily big, and I'm like, yo, what you gonna do with that, man? What you gonna do with that piece?
Speaking of packing, right? So this happened a few weeks ago, right? Where Selena Gomez was randomly doing her makeup, like, on somewhere. Mm. And then Selena Gomez had just, like, the biggest, rackiest tits ever. And I was like, Selena Gomez?
I've never noticed.
I could find it. Let me scour hard enough.
I've never noticed.
Let me look this up, man. God dang. I can figure this out.
I noticed, was it like not that long ago or whatever? Billie Eilish did some photo shoot for some magazine, and you're just like, excuse me? Like, just, triple, quadruple D's? I was like, what the hell? What's happening? But, you know, you never knew because she always wore those big-ass shirts, man.
She was just like a fucking Kingdom Hearts character, so you never fucking knew what the fuck she was. She was just like somebody that was going to be like, Mickey, we got to go to the Door of Darkness. Fucking... I hate on Billie Eilish a lot. I got to stop. I hate on her. Run into her one day. We're going to run into each other. And
so funny.
It's gonna be a bunch of bullshit. She's gonna be probably the coolest person ever to me, and I'm gonna be like, ah, oh, I really suck, dude. I was making fun of you so much. I'm sorry. You're actually really dope. Dope person.
I imagine she's chill. I just don't like the type of people that listen to her music. That's what it really comes down to, you know, because
she's young girls.
The vibes, it's the new emo. Like, emo is kind of gone, right? Like, the emo genre, it's all gone. So it has to go somewhere. And so it went into Billie Eilish's music, where the misunderstood young girl that's all, you know, and then that's what her music caters to. You know, she knows her audience well.
For sure.
I think she's when she hits the pipes, I think she has a fantastic voice because she's usually just whispering, right?
I've never heard her sing. I've never heard her really sing.
Yeah,
I've never heard her,
it's few and far between, like, where you can hear her actually sing, because her most popular songs are her. She's just fucking whispering. She's fucking Yin Yang Twins. She's just literally fucking Yin Yang Twins 2.0. And they're probably like, nigga, she stole our bit.
I don't know, man. I'm very critical of singers, you know. I'm very critical of singers. Unfortunately, you know, being a black man raised by a black grandma, you hear singers, you know, you hear people that can really sing. You hear Dionne Warwick, you hear Anita Baker, you hear freaking, Michael Jackson when he actually does really sing. You hear Whitney Houston, you hear, you know, Sissy Houston, you hear freaking Dionne, like, all of those people are like, that's what a singer is to me, you know? Like, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle,
Bob Dylan.
Even Bob Dylan, you know, even though he talks weird, but sometimes he kills it. You can't front,
you know?
No.
I'm totally fucking Bob making Dylan. A joke right
there. Hey, what's going on, guys? You get Hall & Oates and stuff like that.
Yeah, those,
you know,
motherfuckers go.
You get real, like, real, like, these people... That's what they sing. They don't have aesthetics to carry their singing.
She can sing. It's just she just doesn't. There's people. I put it in this way. There's a lot of drummers that just play in pocket simple, but when they're fucking freestyling and shit and doing their, like, oh, I'm gonna do a little solo, then you really get to see their skills. But, like, say there's people, like, you're hired to do, like, think about, like, Michael Jackson's drummer or something. I imagine that motherfucker was phenomenal. But if you listen to Michael Jackson's drums, and so, they're just simple beats. So I attribute Billie Eilish in the same way that her music, she's usually just going, but then there's fucking spurts of like, I can't think of what this song's called. It's called like Future or something, My Future or something like that. You can hear parts of that song where it's like, oh, she's got pipes and there's an amazing control. She's very good. She just doesn't show it. She doesn't make music like that to show, like, she's not fucking, what's the Grande meal?
Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande meal. Yeah, like, Grande
that girl
meal.
Can sing. That girl
she
can sing,
but she makes music to show off her skills. Like, she goes out of her way to be like, yo, check these notes that I can hit.
It's that, but the, like, for me, it's like, why would not, like, it's like the idea with The Weeknd, you know? Like, The Weeknd could just make low-toned music where he doesn't really sing. But what he does is he constantly, as an artist, he challenges himself. He's like, I'm going to see if I can do this. Like, at that live show when he canceled in college, L.A. because a bunch of people couldn't see because he fucking blew his voice out. I was at the show before that. I saw him with Lillian. Great seats, too. Insane that we had to see him there. But he killed it. And I was just like, holy shit, this motherfucker's... I was like, he's probably going to lose his voice if he's singing like this for like an hour and a half. And the next day he lost his voice because that's how that works. But it's like, but that's the idea. Like, you know, like you'd assume an artist would challenge themselves, especially a vocalist.
Sure.
But, you know, that's not always how it has to be, you know? Like, that's why Whitney Houston lost her voice, same thing with, like, Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey can't hit those notes anymore.
Because the strain
she put on her voice constantly would just... It would eventually just like, we can't do this no more, bro. We quit.
It's no way. And then I also... Something that I see a lot of artists do, and I don't like this, is they write a song a specific way because they can kill it in the studio, but then when they have to play live and do touring, they can't handle it. So a lot of times what they'll do is they'll bring the song down like an octave so then they can sing it easier. I only went to three or four shows last year, and at least half of the shows, whatever, there was two of the artists, they're like, oh, just conserve the voice. They're like taking it down, and I'm like, that fucking sucks, man. I would rather this song have always been that low, so then I never even knew. Like, my brain would just know this is the way it's supposed to be sang. A lot of people don't notice this. You have to really be paying attention. Like, if you're really into music, it's really easy to tell. But if you're just kind of like in the moment, it's kind of like a lot of people don't notice. Say for example, I'm working on a Toxic cover. I just finished it, but I'm going to try to get somebody else on it. Maybe I wanted to see if Chris Reagan would want to get on it, but I think he's dead. So
Kenny's dead.
Yeah, he's fucking dead. And it's lower to accommodate my voice, but in the moment when people listen to it, they won't notice it because it'll just, your mind will acclimate to it. But if, unless you're a musician, you'd be like, wait a minute, it's not in this key anymore. And so that's really like how I notice it, where I'm like, oh, they tuned it down to, like, Jonathan Young's the king of that, tuning it to his voice so he can give his best performance. Which I wrote some shit that was totally out of my range, and Kaylee, asked her to sing it because I was like, "Yo, I can't fucking," I was like, "I can't fucking do this." I got her on some shit because I tried, and my voice is not built for this song that I in the key that I wrote it in. I'm like, I shouldn't have done that.
It'd be like that, bro. It's not your fault, man. You're just not that kind of vocalist, you know? You're not doing anything wrong. You're just not that kind of vocalist.
I can't.
You just overstepped your boundaries a little bit, and it's fine. Oh, that happens sometimes, you know?
It does happen, and sometimes you just gotta, instead of, because I know, Nick, I know motherfuckers that think they can sing, and they're dog shit, and it's embarrassing. And I'm like, sometimes you just gotta realize your limitations. Like, hey, I can't do this. Like, there's this guy I know. He's a great pianist. He's a great drummer, guitarist. Motherfucker was singing on this acoustic track, and my eyes were like you guys listening can't see my eyes, but they were like, I was fucking shocked that I'm like, how are you this talented and you can't hear how fucking tone deaf you are, you piece of shit.
He can't sing at all,
and he like had the audacity to show me this song, and I was like, what do I say?
The idea of that is so fucked, because it's just like, I know I can't sing. I can't do it. It's just not in my fucking wheelhouse. That's not fine. My ability. I could get better at singing if I like did vocal sure. practice. I know that. But like, I'm not a naturally gifted singer. Like, the singers in my family is my aunt. My grandma and I can't sing. Like, me and my grandmother would make fun of how bad both of us are at singing. My grandma can't sing. My grandmother, if someone came put a gun to my head and said, "I want your grandmother to sing a song that you thought was good," I'd be like, "Grandma, I love you. I understand you can't do this. It's fine. Let me go." She can't sing. She cannot.
I was really impressed with when Joaquin Phoenix and I think Reese Witherspoon did Walk the Line. They did that Johnny Cash movie.
Yeah.
They spent like half a year taking singing lessons, and then they recorded the vocals themselves.
Same thing with Bradley Cooper and freaking what you call it, and A Star Is Born. He actually has a good voice, like genuinely.
He sang? I didn't know that.
Him really singing. I was like, okay. Jesus Christ! Like, I was, but some people just don't really have, you know, like some people,
it's very hard because, and it comes down to two things, tempo, and then just the timing. There's a timing issue that some people don't understand. Which could be very hard. Like, say, sometimes I'll watch people like at a concert or something, and everybody's like clapping along, but then you'll see some people that are just off. Like, they just don't get it. They don't even understand when to clap.
They're just looking around.
Nod their head. Like, it happens. The timing gets off. And then there's the other thing is some people just they can't understand pitch. Pitch does not. It doesn't make sense to them. Where it's like matching it. Where it's like I immediately hear a pitch, and I know where my voice needs to go to match it. And I know immediately if I can or I can't. And there's some people that just cannot do that. And it can be learned. That's the thing.
You can teach it.
Yeah, it can be
learned. But the timing one is hard, because sometimes people are just frazzled. They just don't know where the fuck they are and what time to do it.
Nigga, you ever had a freestyle session with your boys or anything like that, and a motherfucker was just like lost, where you're just like, I'm not even expecting someone to come up with good bars, but at least be on time.
Yeah,
you know, you at least understand the time, the flow. Like, okay, the beat is staying constant, it's set, so you at least understand when to come in, something like that. And I once, my boy Felipe, I don't know where that motherfucker is, I haven't seen him in years, but we were all doing hip hop back in the day. This was like 2008, and I was just like, I've never seen someone so lost and not understand, like, just how, like, I was like, okay, bruh, like, sing this song, and then he'll like do the song, and then I'm like, all right, so now you understand, it was one of those things, it was one of the most incredible things I've ever witnessed, where it's like, all right, I'm gonna sing with you your lyrics. And then he'll be carrying the beat, and they'll say, all right, now do it on your own. It's time to record. And it just completely gone. And I didn't understand that. Couldn't understand it.
It's like during class when I was in college, before I stopped going to college for the fucking third time, we were in class, right? And this one of my professors would, she would have a person read he didn't study. He wasn't a good student, but we'd always get very good scores on the test, right? Because what happens, he's able to read something, retain it, and have no clue what the fuck it means, and then rebuttal it. And she didn't believe he wasn't cheating. He was in one of my group, and I was like, no, seriously, I just think he can do that. Like, he's one of the people that are capable of doing that.
Right.
She took him out the classroom, had him read, he left everything outside. It was his pants, his clothes on his body, and the textbook. She gave him 10 minutes to read a chapter. He read the chapter. She came back. She quizzed him, and he got 100. He had no clue what any of the words meant. He had no clue what at all. He was completely confused. He was like, I don't know what this stuff means. I don't know where it comes from. But he simply could just regurgitate information he read. That's it. That person you're talking about is the opposite of that. Absorb information, but it doesn't stick. He would absorb information, he would hear, gets the stimulus, and then be like, all right, cool. And then be like, what happened afterwards?
Immediately. I was like, it was incredible. It was incredible. Like, yeah, he was the most anti-autistic guy I've ever met. It was like, No powers whatsoever. Not even like
no tism, bro. That's insane. Imagine not being tismatic at all, bro.
Like, I'm not, you don't even got
pure. He's like, I'm just not autistic, man. I can't remember. I can't remember.
Is there an autistic Nas? And he's like tismatic or something.
The tismatic. Yeah. I would like to make a song about. We could do like autism covers, but that'd be harsh. So
fucking. That'd be harsh. I think autistic people would love it. Because I feel like they're because to be honest, the gay community, they fucking love these covers, these gay covers, because it's not disrespectful to them. They love the it's playful, it's fun, everybody's laughing, and it's not like there's no like we're not like some fucking chutty ass conservatives that are like fuck these yeah like yeah they're it's all in good fun, everybody's having a good time. Why it's fun is because there's a speck of truth to it, to that underground community of gay dudes that party. Like, it's basically our songs are a Grindr app. Like, it's so that's why it's like funny, because like this does exist.
Grindr app.
I know gay dudes that get down and they have a lot of fun doing it. And I'm like, it looks fun. It looks like you guys are having a great time.
Mutual parties, bro. Just, the way you're wounding that guy, he looks like he's having a great. That man's wounded. You wounded him, dude. He's like, he'll be fine. He's like, I hope he'll be fine. Look at him. He's lying there. He's lying there.
He's not moving.
Splayed, bro. Splayed, dude. His rectum looks like a fucking tunnel. You guys killed him. You killed him.
I mean, maybe just reel it back just a little bit, and then you'll be good. Just make sure he's not. Make sure he's moving. He's responsive after you.
Make
had
sure
your...
when you finish, he's still moving. Because that's respectful. Sure.
That's it. And barring that, you don't really have to worry. That's as far as it goes, bro. Yeah, but I really enjoy the. I think doing TISM covers. I think a lot of them would really. Like, all we gotta do is talk about trains and Sonic and Roblox and shit and all this stuff. Rain Man, and like I think a lot of them would think this is like they would like the representation.
That's true.
Because, I mean, it's fun. It's all in good fun, man. It would just be a challenge. Because it's like, all right, how we really have to research all the autistic tropes.
The tropes.
You know what I mean?
The tropes.
Because, like, all the tropes are like Sonic. Like, okay, you like Sonic the Hedgehog. Ugh,
it's
you know,
Sonic. It's like in Pokemon. Inability to deal with change.
Yeah. Loud noises.
Loud noises. Looking you directly in the eyes. Directly in the eyes. They first meet you. Having one ability that's you're way too good at. Like, out of notice. Like, why are you better? Why are you better than Sinatra at singing? You're eight. You're eight. How are you holding a note like this?
I want that so badly, dude. I wish I had that, like, focus to have just killed it at something. Like, I'm just decent at a lot of things, and it doesn't
I'm
get
like
you
fine
anywhere.
At a few things, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, I'm pretty decent at this. Like, it's not bad, you know. Like, I wish I had it for basketball, man. I wish I had the tism for basketball where I just knew,
just sinking buckets, man.
Because I feel like a lot of basketball players, they got some tism in there, and it's happened to be like they ended up being basketball players, so they're not getting made fun of. But right. If they decided to do anything else. They would have been bashed a ton
some
for
of it.
It.
Some of it, yeah. Some of the shooters, some of the people that like, I feel like Steph Curry for sure
is autistic.
I think so.
You think Steph Curry's autistic?
I think so. I think he's too good at what he does. I think he's way too good at what he does. Now I've heard him in enough interviews to where he's. Seems pretty functional, but at the same time,
he's high functional.
I feel like there's something there that, like, he's so. He's too good. He's too good at this one thing. And I'm like, bro, like, he's the best shooter in history. Easily.
History? You say he's
easily.
I would say.
Easily. Yeah, who shoots better than Steph Curry? No
I would
one.
Say at ever would have been like Ray Allen, maybe. But yeah, I would say
he's,
Steph Curry.
He's definitely
Steph Curry
surpassed Ray Allen, but Ray Allen was.
He was.
I would say he was the GOAT.
Yeah, it's. I would say yeah. Steph Curry. Steph Curry is probably
Steph
the best.
Steph Curry was really good. Reggie Miller was.
Reggie
I think
Miller
behind
was also
him.
Very good.
Damn, who else?
Gilbert
is there?
Arenas, like, is also another great shooter. They had Paul Pierce as well, another great shooter.
Good, but not like,
but not like, not like, not the off balance shot. I think he just practiced off balance shooting. I think he practiced shooting off balance so much that when he started shooting on balance, it was just too late to stop him. I think that's what it had to be, because he can shoot off balance so well. Like, he gets the ball and it's like throws it up, and you're like, he's not going to make that. And you're like, what the fuck?
And it's just
he made that? Like, even Kobe was like, yeah, he changed the way we play defense in basketball now.
Yeah.
Like, he altered the way you play defense. Like, when you on Steph, if you matter at all, you have to be on top of him. You have to have it so he can't extend his arms up.
You
to
cannot
shoot.
Give him space. That's the thing. Like, you can't.
But even without space, he would do it to you. Just like, this guy is a still, fucking alien.
But that was the one thing that, like, the biggest difference that he made in the NBA is there was being on top of the arc. There was usually you would be like 5 feet away.
A little, you give him a little space. You duck down and give him a little space. You have to.
You
got to
give him some space because you don't know what the fuck he's gonna do. Someone might even come over and you might do a pick and roll. You got to have some space to get. But now if you give him too much, he's just gonna shoot it immediately. It's just like, well, what the fuck? How do you guard that?
It's insane because because the normal idea is you put your hand up over the way the line of sight of ice, and then whatever hand he's using to dribble, you extend the other hand over there. For this motherfucker, he gets the ball and up. And it's like, whoa, that's sick, dude. That's
and then
really
cool. The step back threes with James Harden and shit. The way that
play
now.
Or Kirby's turnaround. Kobe slash Michael Jordan's turnaround fadeaway jumper. That, like, you can't defend that.
Can't defend it. You've already gotten too much space. Like, what are you going
to
do?
What sucks is that when I used to play basketball back in my development, my friend Rahul learned how to do that. He learned the turnaround fadeaway, and it was literally impossible to guard him. Like, driving down the lane, you have to get the ball for him before he gets to the corner key, or else you're gonna have to eat a three-pointer. So what we would do is, we would literally, while he gets the ball, we would double him as soon as he starts walking down. Because it would be better to give someone an open shot than have him take that three.
Exactly.
It was insane, dude. He was a fucking monster. And he was tall as shit, too, so he could play inside the key as well. And it was just like, well, this motherfucker. And what sucks now is that none of us play basketball anymore. All of us are like, yo, I haven't played basketball in like 8 years.
Isn't that a fucking shame? Isn't that a fucking shame?
Dude, for real, dude. I practiced a whole summer to be able to dunk a basketball.
Yeah.
To the point that I would do lunges up and down the court. I would run down the court, try to grab a rim, run back down, miss, run to the other side. Did that all summer. Was able to dunk, and now I can't even touch a rim, probably. Sadness,
fucking knees will shatter.
my knees would yell. They would audibly yell when I land. It would sound like fucking Tom from Tom and Jerry screaming inside my knees. Screaming inside my knees.
Yo, that fucking scream is so funny, man.
Bro, that's pain. You're hearing someone hurt. That's why it's so funny. You're hearing a person go through pain.
It's beautiful. I want to see motherfuckers recording that shit. All the sound effects. I want to see all the behind the scenes. I wonder if that's available. Yeah, like, who's the motherfucker that made that shit? Like,
a human made that sound. Derek, look at what I sent you. Look, I sent you something in the chat before we end the thing. Before we end this, I want you to see what I was talking about, Selena Gomez, and you just be like, "What the fuck is the second one?"
Of course, it's Living Scribe.
No, second one.
Okay. Of course, it's Poe. I think it's.
I thought I didn't copy. It's the wrong thing. My apologies.
Yeah, you sent me the same.
Shout out to Poe, though, in general, for just being the person that allows a person that's willing to bear all the darkness for all the rest of us on the internet. I appreciate him for that. Shout out to him for that.
He's an absolute. Did you see when he got into a fight? Did you see that? This was months ago. He posted, like, it was like at a pizza place or something. He had to, like, whoop someone's ass. Did you see that?
That was Poe?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
I feel like he's like small and broad, bro.
No, there was a picture of him, like, grabbing a guy with a murderous face. Like he had him like on like the table, like pinned down, and like had him. I was like, this motherfucker's like, he'll kill you. He's not
a villain. He's literally a villain.
He came out. I wish I could find it because it was a few months ago. But yeah, I was like, oh yeah, don't fuck with this guy. I don't remember the context. All right, let me see this. Let me see some. Hey yo, what?
Exactly.
Hey, what is going on? Dude. All the comments are talking about her voice and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. What is this? Every single comment is just women admiring her, and there's no degenerates like me in the comments.
You know why? Those are hidden. That's why. Those have been flagged. There's no way with the earth we live on, with the people that exist on this planet, at least 1,000 comments right. would have been like, hey, yo, where did those come from?
Capitalize this too. Hey, yo, them cannons.
It's never going to show up.
I'll check it in a few days and see if it's still there. Hey yo, them cannons. All right, yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, guys.
Yeah, I had no fucking idea. Like, it
was fucking large.
That is it. Like, I mean, it's not like I'm not like a super fan of her. Like, so, but still, even
she's a horrible singer, bro. I think she's pretty cool because she does things for Hispanic people. And me being a hybrid that I am, I have to care about that because those are my people as well.
You have to.
I have to care about that, and I really respect her work for that deals with people like ICE involved and stuff like that. Very cool shit. But she's a terrible, terrible, terrible singer. She's horrible. She's a horrible singer. But I really do respect her a lot.
Selena Gomez, boobies. Let's see what happens.
Alright, before we turn into a movie parade, we want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Extra Ammo. We will be back next week, hopefully with Chris, if he's alive still.
Yeah, I feel like he's dead or something. Like maybe maybe Froggy Fresh got to him or something.
Imagine Froggy Fresh put a hit out on him. That'd be crazy.
I was like, wait a minute.
Froggy seems so nice too. That would scare me. But I feel like he might have the capability to be like, you know what, I'm gonna make this guy disappear forever.
It's like, why, bro? Like, why would you?
You could have just fought in a month. It's not that big of a deal. You would have just handled it then. It's like, nah, man. I wanna win by bye, bro. I don't wanna have to get hurt.
They got Selena Gomez sunbathing.
Yo, slow it. Okay, bye, guys. Take care. Yeah. Derek's lost. I put him onto this too, which makes it worse. This is my fault.
They're just she's they're yeah.
Large.
they're large and in charge, as they say.
They are large.
Yeah. Is this website's called Fat Bello? Fat Bello?
I'm out of here. I'm bye guys. Take care. We'll see you guys next week.